there, their crews protected by Brunanburh's thick timber walls, and the Northmen had learned to fear those ships. Now, if they landed on Britain's west coast, they went to Wales, or else to Cumberland, which was the fierce, wild country north of the Mersey. Except tonight. Tonight, there were flames by the Mersey. "Get dressed," I told Edith. There would be no more sleep this night. She touched the emerald-encrusted cross at her neck.
"Ethelstan,"
she said softly, as if she prayed for him while fingering the cross. She had become fond of Ethelstan. "He either lives or is dead," I said curtly, "and we won't know till the dawn." We rode just before the dawn, rode north in the wolf-light, following the paved road through the shadowed cemetery of Roman dead. I took 60 men, all mounted on fast, light horses, so that if we ran into an army of howling Northmen, we could flee. I sent scouts ahead, but we were in a hurry, so there was no time for our normal precaution, which was to wait for the scouts' reports before we rode on. Our warning this time would be the death of the scouts. We left the Roman road to follow the track we had made through the woods.